Jekka News you need to know now.
Lots of traffic this afternoon. I'll give you a full update in about 10 minutes' time. But for now, be aware on the R21 southbound towards the Tembisa off-ramp. There's been a multi-fatality accident involving a container truck. It's a very serious accident scene. Traffic is going to be very slow through there, and it's not going to get better anytime soon.
Taxi Council Santaco has reached an agreement with the Gauteng Transport Department. Taxi operations in parts of Ekurhuleni will now resume. And at least 841 people have been executed in Iran since the start of the year. The United Nations Human Rights Office says there has been a major increase in executions by Tehran during the first half of 2025. I'm Nushera Sudial. More news at the top of the hour.
Well, we start off with some football news. Ruben Amorim has admitted that sometimes he wants to quit and sometimes he wants to stay at Man United for 20 years. I think a lot of the United fans are going with the former.
For his own health, the man should quit.
I think he should actually just do it himself. Just say, you know what, I thought I could do the job. It's not me. It's not you, the team, it's me.
He can take his fridge magnets and go sit on a beach, bro. He's tired.
Yeah, and of course, this after the Carabao Cup exit to Grimsby, Amorim said that his players spoke very loudly and they said something has to change, and maybe that something is you. Trent Alexander-Arnold, well, he's been dropped from the England squad just days after losing his place in the Real Madrid team. There's been a recall for Barcelona loanee Marcus Rashford, though, for the World Cup qualifiers against Andorra and Serbia. Kyle Walker, Conor Gallagher and Ivan Toney are some of the other high-profile names to miss out after being involved in the June camp when England underwhelmed with a 1-0 away win at Andorra before suffering a shock loss at home to Senegal. And the reigning World Olympic, champion, that's Letile Tebogo, had an incredible season and he remained undefeated up until the last moment in Zurich. He narrowly missed out on a diamond trophy, finishing second to Noah Lyles in a thrilling 200-meter final. He was just a 0.02 seconds behind. Noah Lyles finished in 19.76. Imagine your whole season you've been going number one and then you lose out by 0.02 seconds for getting that Diamond League trophy. Someone else who's having problems, Jose Mourinho. He's been sacked by Fenerbahce just after a year of being in charge, and the Portuguese's departure now comes 2 days after the Turkish club were eliminated from the Champions League playoffs by Benfica. So maybe there is a place for Ruben Amorim to go and coach. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Ooh, Jacaranda FM.